Hey, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to another episode of the Phil Hendry Podcast, episode 79, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Now, I don't know what you're going to get people for Christmas or just a gift any day of the week for any reason, but I don't think you can beat chocolate and strawberries and tasty toppings like that. And I am here to tell you that I've tasted Sherry's Berries, and she was very happy that I did, and it's fantastic, man. I mean, I like chocolate anyway. I like fruit. I like big, fat, juicy strawberries, if you know what I mean. And these are fantastic. They're enormous, fresh, juicy, mouth-watering, dipped in white milk and dark chocolate, covered with chocolate chips, crushed almonds, decorative swizzles, all kinds of mad stuff that can really turn your day around, you know. So if you give this to someone as a gift, imagine the love that will be coming your way. So they start at $19.99. That's a 40% savings to my podcast and radio listeners right now. That's what I want you to do. Take advantage of this, really. It's a great deal, and it's a great deal, and something's going to make somebody very, very happy. Maybe you. To access this special $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer, do it right now. Call 866-FRUIT-02, or even better, visit Sherry's Berries at berries.com. Berries, berries.com. You click on the microphone on the top right corner and type in Hendry. That way people know that I sent you their way. The people at Sherry's Berries know that I sent you their way. And they say, hey, Phil's listeners are discerning and tasteful and marvelous people. So go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Order now. The offer expires Friday at midnight. Berries.com, Sherry's Berries. Yeah. All right. R.C. Collins now. Worth the wait. Get yourself a box of Sherry's Berries and listen to this mad, crazy kid as he talks to me circa 2001 about the Boy Scouts and about the possible entry of gays into the Boy Scouts. Now, he, R.C., he's tired of being sort of as one of the young people of America, messed with and used as an experimental lab for all kinds of crazy stuff like Boy Scouts who are gay. Here he is. R.C. Collins.
What we wanted to do is get a young person on the phone. So we have talked to a variety of student leaders around Southern California. We went to Chatsworth High. We have a junior class, member of the junior class from Chatsworth High on the line with us. His name is R.C. Collins, and he joins us from Chatsworth this afternoon on the Phil Hendry Show. And R.C., if you're on a cordless, are you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here. Great show as always. Enjoy your programming.
Thank you. If you're on a cordless phone...
I'll try to move closer to the base unit. I'm happy that you asked me on your program this afternoon, Mr. Hendry, because I do feel that the gay issue is important for young people today.
Are you a student officer or anything?
No, sir. I'm not involved in any school politics or anything like that. I am a member of the math club. I have interests in music, and I hope to eventually go into film editing or production at some point in my life.
Okay, so this Supreme Court hearing on the Boy Scout ban on gays in the Boy Scouts, what do you think?
Well, I think it's important to have a young people's perspective on the gays in the Boy Scouts issue. First of all, I am a former scout. And
oh, you are?
Yes, sir, I am. I was in the scouts. I was. I left the scouts in junior high school because I became ill. I have a kidney disease, so I'm on dialysis three times a week. And
man, that's very rough. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. But I'm getting through it. And the good thing is that I did get sick. I gave up the scouts, but I was thinking about getting back in. But the whole gay situation has me troubled to a degree. And
okay, tell us specifically as a young person, now you're a little old for the scouts, right?
No, I can go back into the scouts.
Well, what is Eagle Scouts?
Well, Eagle Scouts, you got to go through Boy Scouts to be of the Eagle Scout. So I do have the opportunity to go to Eagle Scout if I went, but that's the highest level of the Boy Scouts.
Okay, so what do you find, tell us about what you're finding troubling.
Well, I'm one of the youth of America, and while it is well and good having adults arguing over issues that affect me, I have to live with other people's mistakes. And I say that with respect to you, Mr. Henry, but, you know, there's an old saying, you don't crap where you eat. And when you're messing around with the young people of America, you're messing around with the young people who will be taking over the world someday. And I think you got to give them an even shake.
All right. Well, when you don't crap where you eat, I don't know how that applies, but you're saying that as a young person, you feel somehow excluded from the process. And I have to tell you...
Absolutely.
I have to tell you that I would agree with you to a degree, but you are young, and there are laws, and there is constitutional law. You know what I'm saying? And
well, I just don't believe that gay Boy Scouts... I don't believe that there should be gay Boy Scouts on account of I may turn gay, if that's true about being turned gay. If that...
In other words, if there was a gay Scout leader, you could be... influenced?
I believe so. Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do.
Even though we've had hour after hour, day after day, week after week of contravening information and education, that there is not any link, there is no turning people gay.
Well, I don't think, you know, that could ruin a lot of things. If it's true you could be turned gay... And I think that people need to look at that, because...
What's going to ruin it? I mean, if you want to be gay, you're going to be gay, and...
Well, for starters, I really feel that, you know, it's a funny thing, and I'm a kid, but I really had a fantasy for a long time that maybe someday I'd have sex with Britney Spears. And I realize it's probably impossible, but if I was turned gay, then I'd never not have it.
You wouldn't have sex with Britney Spears if you were gay.
No.
All right. But you wouldn't want to have sex with her.
That's correct. And I mean, I realize that that's not a very good example. Gay Boy Scouts simply means the opening of the door of opportunity to gayness in the Boy Scouts. And I'm one of the young people, and you can't expose me to the gay ability or anything else, or we could be traumatized on account of that.
All right, we're talking with R.C. Collins, who is a junior at Chatsworth High School. I take it you are against the idea of gay Boy Scouts.
If all kids turn gay, Phil, if I can put it into terms that you'd understand, if they're successful in turning kids gay, there won't be no sex that makes kids, and there won't be no kids left. That's something we got to look at. Of the future of the country.
So you are against gays in the Boy Scouts?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll give you some arguments, and this is particularly how I feel concerning that. There is absolutely no evidence whatsoever that gay men are any more predatory or any less. Perhaps even there is evidence that they are less predatory as sexual creatures than heterosexual men. That the so-called child molestation that people fear would be more likely coming from a heterosexual than a homosexual.
I think a lot of that is well thought out, and that's the one thing that, you know, that I will say, but I don't think they think about it, that there'd be no people left if there's only the gay people having sex. And the other thing that needs to be said, Mr. Henry, you know, you have Cub Scouts and you have Boy Scouts. There is one level in between, and they are called the Weeblos. Okay, so, you know...
I don't understand.
Well, come on. I mean, in other words, what I'm saying is there's already the idea planted in people's heads with the...
The Weeblos is... Were you ever a scout, Craig? Do you know... What are the Weeblos?
They are a level between Cub Scout and Boy Scout. And it doesn't mean anything sexual.
Well, I'm going to say it doesn't mean anything sexual. I mean, so what is the fear?
The fear is if you get the gay people in the Boy Scouts and you say to them, okay, now you're a wee blow, okay? So you're encouraging them to be, like, blowing stuff. And
all right, hold the line here for a minute. The Weeblos, as I understand it, Craig, tell me a little bit about it, okay? They are what? They're just a level between Cub Scout and Boy Scout. What is a Weeblo? It's an animal. What is a Weeblo? It's a small animal.
I understand that, sir. I used to be a Cub Scout.
Why the sexualization of this?
Because if you got gay people...
So you're saying if you get gay scouts in and they become Weeblos, they'll take that to mean something else?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I fear more than... Maybe even more than anything else. Now let's move on to the name Boy Scout. The name itself signifies a predatory aspect in the minds of some people. Scouting boys. Boy Scout. I'm not saying that that's what they do, but that may be sending a message to the wrong people of America. And, you know, I mean, if you want to start calling them the Butt Scouts of America, that's your business. But I love the Boy Scouts.
Well, I think a lot of people love the Boy Scouts. I used to be a Cub Scout. My engineer, Craig Taylor, is a former Boy Scout, and he's looking pretty pissed off right now. I don't think he appreciates...
Well, I like the Boy Scouts, too. But I don't want it to be the Butt Scouts, and I think I'm making a very good point.
All right, hold the line, if you wouldn't mind, Mr. Collins. R.C. Collins?
Yes, sir.
Okay. R.C. Collins, who I take it the kid's a listener to the show, is on the line with us from Chatsworth. He's a junior at Chatsworth High. He is against gay scout leaders. And we wanted to get a youth perspective on this because when we talk about kids, oftentimes we exclude their point of view. A Weeblo is a what? Are you really pissed off? You look angry. It's a small animal. This is the Phil Henry Show, talking to a junior from Chatsworth High, R.C. Collins, about gays in the Boy Scouts. One of the things you said that I thought was a little bit weird, if you don't mind, R.C., is the fact that there is a rank between Cub Scout and Boy Scout called Weeblo, and you say that's going to give gay members ideas?
Well, I mean, think about it. If you think about it, and...
I get it about the Weeblo, but are you saying that, oh, well, they're going to say, well, how about that, man? Weeblo, I guess that means I get to.
In my opinion, Mr. Henry, it's just one more area... Where, you know, I mean, it's not like they're asking you to get your merit badge in bone smoking, but they are pushing...
Okay, you need to watch the euphemisms you use, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, it seems to me they're pushing a certain agenda.
The Boy Scouts are.
No, but in the mind of the gay guy, they would be.
All right, here is Long Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey there.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm listening to this fella. I mean, he sounds like a bright young man, really. I'm impressed that he's a junior and he's so passionate about any subject.
Well, a lot of stuff, I think, is passed over kids today, and they don't get the opportunity to be talking about it.
Well, I'll tell you. I think that the America's scouting organizations are fantastic, okay? There are a lot of kids that... can get some pretty good benefits.
But do you think they ought to be giving out a bone smoke merit badge?
I beg your pardon?
Okay, just never mind.
I beg your pardon?
He's asking, do you think they'll let gays in?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wrong.
Absolutely.
Wrong.
And here's why I say that.
I really vehemently disagree.
All right, let the lady...
I understand that.
Let the lady...
Can I talk?
Go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am.
All right. Now, just because a leader... might have a different sexual orientation than you, does not necessarily mean that he's going to A, attack his cubs, or B, teach them about sex. The main thing is that you need to find a solid person who wants to A, donate his time to volunteer.
Don't you think that being a Weeblo will encourage young kids to bone smoke? Or don't you think...
Okay, we can't keep using these euphemisms, all right, because they're crude, and I think they're offensive to the audience.
And you know what? I think that's something that you've made up in your mind.
No, ma'am,
okay?
But you failed
you've
to...
You've made it up in your mind. If that's the way you think, don't assume that the rest of America thinks that way, okay?
I'm not assuming, but you said just because a guy's gay doesn't necessarily mean. But it also means inherent in that statement is he may...
Well, guess what? Are you a scout leader?
No, but I was in the Boy Scouts through junior high school.
Okay. And do you have any idea what your scout leader's sexual orientation was? Do you?
Well, I mean, First of all,
do you feel like you got a good scouting experience? Did you get a good scouting experience through that?
Yeah, I did, on account of the fact that they don't let gay in. They don't let the gay in.
Well, you had no
idea.
Back
when you didn't know. Yeah, you had
You didn't know if your scout leader was gay or not. And did he teach you how to sew? Did he teach you how to make cookies? No, you guys were camping and doing guy things. And I think that, and I'm a woman, and I was a girl.
Well, the first thing that a guy, what Mr. Henry called the predatory gay guy, ain't going to make me make no cookies. It's going to be straight to bone smoking, man. No stopping.
Okay, I think that...
All right.
You've got some kind of idea.
Yeah, you do, man.
What you're thinking, because you can't, listen to the man.
Right.
To stop using your disgusting...
But I will tell you that he did not teach us to cook. He did cook good, though, but I don't think that necessarily means a man is gay on account of he cooked good.
Yeah.
You know?
I cook good. And
I honestly think that if a kid gets...
Well, the shoe fits.
If the kid has an excellent scouting experience, that's what's important.
Right.
And there are a lot of men who aren't going to volunteer their time to do scouts.
Right. And don't think I didn't hear that if the shoe fits crack to either kid. Okay?
Mr. Ender, I'm trying to make a joke out of something that is very serious to a lot of young people. And that is the whole issue of a gay guy turning me gay.
Do you think that someone else has the ability to make you gay?
That's what a lot of adults say.
Well, I don't agree with that.
There you
go. Let me tell you something. I'm a woman, and if I had a female scout leader who was gay when I was, a lot younger, I don't think I would have any idea.
Were you ever a weeblo?
What about you? Were you?
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. Now that I think about it, I'm embarrassed about it.
Why? Just because they're called weeblo. Okay, big deal. It's an animal.
Well... the whole thing freaks me out.
Well,
ridiculous.
You're a little edgy.
Yeah.
You're a little edgy about this, and I don't really know why. Maybe you're homophobic.
All of a sudden I'm like every other adult you know. I'm a kid. I want to be a kid. I don't want no adult, forcing me into pole smoking.
Okay, man. Now you're going to have to stop it, okay?
The more I listen to
you... They should change the Girl Scouts to Weeblos so I could get some...
All right, kid.
The more I realize that you're not a junior in high school.
Ma'am, I am a junior in high school.
Okay.
And I have degenerative kidney disease.
That juniors in high school
are going to be talking crude like that.
Absolutely.
I got to move on. Thank
you're
you, ma'am.
Right.
I got to move on to another call. I appreciate your call. Ogden on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Would you hold on for a second, ma'am? I have to ask the caller not to use these euphemisms that are crude.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I didn't know. I mean, I'm speaking the language of the way I talk with my friends.
Okay. We're on a national radio show that I would appreciate you cleaning up the language, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. I'm the mother of a 15-year-old boy who, quite frankly, does not use that kind of language. We have gay friends.
Well, not in front of you.
He has a lot of gay friends. I have gay people in my family.
What?
And he is not gay by any means.
Wait a second. How do you know his friends are gay?
Because they've told me.
Are they allowed to be gay out in the open at the school place?
I don't know at the school. No one comes to my house, boy or girl, and makes out on the couch.
Without you first knowing their orientation? I mean, did they come out and ask you? I mean, tell you?
Yes. It was in conversation.
I find it unusual. That's all. I just find it unusual.
Were these boys, ma'am, the kids who told you they're gay, are they in the Scouts, do you know?
They have been, yes.
Oh,
they're older
man.
Than that
so now.
So now
we don't even know.
And one of them is an Eagle Scout, so that means he went through the whole program. And
that's disgusting. Absolutely.
Well,
you know what? These are friends of this lady's son. They sound like they're probably decent guys. Why should they be punished?
I don't know. The whole thing gives me the creeps.
R.C. Collins, a junior at Chatsworth High School. We're talking about the gays and the Boy Scouts. Supreme Court's ruling on it. You are adamantly against it.
Yes, I am, Mr. Henry. I do not believe that we are ready as a society, nor do I believe other kids what are like me, and still in the Chatsworth, well, I mean still in high school, that we're ready to have a guy who, pole sits, Basically.
Okay, I got it, and I don't want those.
Well, what did I do?
I don't want the. What do you mean pole sits?
You know, like at the. I mean, the only thing I'm saying is...
I don't want that kind of language on my show, if at all possible. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I'm older than you, man, so I know, all right?
Yes, sir.
Here's Ogden on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
RC, it's hard for anybody to take you seriously when you are yelling... about something you only know one side about. You don't have a lot of information, so it's hard for us to take you seriously.
Well, ma'am,
even though
you
are passionate.
With all due respect, I don't want to have no more information about the gay situation.
Well, that makes so much sense, then. Jeez. You don't want any more information.
Well, what do you want me to do, go out and do research?
Well, yeah. Do you know anybody who is gay?
No. Let me think for a second. Not.
Okay.
God, what an insulting question.
You do know somebody who is gay.
Do I know anybody what's gay?
I'm sure that some of your friends or family members are gay and maybe not have said to you that they are gay, probably because of your attitude.
Survey says no. Survey says no.
Wait a minute. Did you hear what she said? That
they'd be too afraid to tell me.
Right, and that with your attitude, which is virulently homophobic...
I'm not saying people should be killed or hurt. I'm not saying that.
No, I know that, but, you know, sometimes the most benign kind of homophobia is the worst kind, okay? And, you know, you call them the Butt Scouts of America, and the Weeblos are going to give people ideas, and...
All right, what if you called them the Love Scouts? What about the Love Scouts of America? What about that, ma'am? What about that?
I call them the Boy Scouts of America because that's what they are. They do service. They learn things.
And what happens to me when...
I'd like to have a Boy Scout there, gay or not.
And what happens to me the day I wake up and I've turned gay and you're not around to explain it to me? Then what?
I know for a fact that you will not wake up and turn gay. It's not a possibility.
One morning I wake up, I'm looking forward to the rest of my life, and suddenly all I got is bone smoking on my mind.
You know what?
You know, you're there you go again.
Britney Spears,
exactly.
You're not all of a sudden going to want to have sex with NSYNC. It just doesn't work that way.
It's just that I've wanted to, and the other thing about gay sex, you don't make kids that way. Right?
Yes.
I want to have kids.
Then don't have sex with a guy.
Duh, lady! But if I'm in the Scouts, they're going to make me have it.
I will not make you have sex with a guy. My husband
don't
is
make
scout
me have
leader.
Sex with you he either, won't. Okay? Because I'm...
Okay, he's just a smart-ass kid.
Well,
you want to be
yeah.
a smart-ass, you know, you can go smart-ass someplace.
I'm simply saying that I want to be taken seriously, and until such time, the young people of this country will be on the bubble, the bone smoke bubble, and we won't know which way we can turn. Pole sitting, you know, all of that. It's going to be bad, and it's getting worse.
West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I'm sitting here laughing at this kid.
Well, how old are you?
Excuse me?
How old are you?
I'm 16. I go to school. Half
what
of
school
my
school do you go to?
I'm not allowed to say that on the air because I wouldn't want to say anything about my school, but. I go to a school, and I know for a fact that at least half the kids that go there are gay. Half of my friends are gay.
You know for a fact.
They have told me that. They have told me that I've witnessed them being gay together.
You know why guys say that they're gay to a chick? Because they don't want her to be threatened, and then when they get close to you, then they start trying to cop feelings.
No.
Yeah,
I've seen my guy friends be with other guys, okay? They are not, they are gay.
Anything. Oh, you've seen them have actual sex?
I've seen them.
God damn!
Go pretty far.
Oh, God damn! That's so disgustoid.
Then don't watch it.
What
they haven't turned me gay. Half of my women friends are lesbians, and I am not gay. I feel perfectly comfortable around them.
Yeah, but you know what? You hang out with them because you have a curiosity in that area. You want to walk on the wild side. You're just biding your time.
All right.
You're biding
maybe,
your time.
Maybe I am. But you don't know anything about gay people. You don't know one gay person.
I don't have to know Adolf Hitler to know that guy's gas bill was run up pretty high, okay?
You know nothing about gay people.
I don't have to know.
Stupidity comes from no knowledge. If you learn something about them, listen to me. You can't just turn someone gay.
I'm one of the young people of America, and I'm trying to help my generation. What are you doing? You're turning your back on it.
And my half of my generation is gay, and I think they should be allowed in the Boy Scouts. And if you don't want to be in the Boy Scouts with a boy, don't go into it.
You a weeblo?
Excuse me?
Are you a weeblo?
I'm a girl. No. I was in the Girl Scouts for 8 years.
Do they have weeblos and Girl Scouts?
No, they don't have weeblos and Girl Scouts.
I got thrown out of the Cub Scouts. I ate a brownie.
Okay, kid, one more crack, I'm hanging up.
I'm sorry.
One more crack, and I'm hanging up. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I don't care what it is, how funny you think you are. One more crack, I'm hanging up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm just worried. I'm worried if I sleep in the same tent as a Boy Scout and bone smoker.
What do you think he's going to do? Roll over and start feeling you up or something? If they know you're not gay, they're not going to. Okay.
I just don't want to wake up, you know, a weeblo and scouting boys.
What is the difference between having a male sleeping with you and a female sleeping with you if the male is homosexual?
Oh, gee, let me think.
Do you think if a girl...
What are you talking about, man? The difference between having a girl sleeping with me and a guy? Well, for starters, 9 months later, R.C. Jr.
Oh, yeah, okay. And about that, having sex isn't just about having children.
Okay, the biggest difference between sleeping with a girl and a guy are the boobs. They're generally larger on a girl person.
That's not what I was saying.
What a moron.
What is the difference?
I'm a moron.
Why should you feel more threatened by a gay man than you would by a woman? Neither of them are going to do anything to you unless you want them to.
Because I don't want to walk funny. And a lot of people...
Kid, don't be stupid, all right? You started out with a really good point. You're saying that you're a young person and you don't want to have to have adults making decisions for you. Stick with that. Quit with your jokes. Forget about standing around the locker with your friends and making fun of that funny teacher who walks funny, okay?
How'd you know we had one of those?
Because every high school guy makes fun of at least one teacher and thinks he's gay or some other crap like that. Ma'am, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Irvine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Hello? Is that kid still there? I know he's rather young. Look, I'll put him on hold. No, that wasn't Irvine. Who's on line three, Mike? Find out. Hello? Is that kid there?
Phil?
Yeah, how you doing, pal?
Oh,
where are you calling from, man?
Pomona.
You're in Pomona. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your name?
Joshua.
Okay, Joshua, this is RC.
How you doing, Joshua? You sound like you're younger than me.
Yeah, I am younger. I'm 11. And
I'm 16.
You said you're 13.
No, I did not. I said I'm 16. I said when I was 13, I was in the Scouts.
And, well, first of all, we blows doesn't mean we blows whatever. It means we be loyal Scouts.
Oh, now we got Ebonics in the middle of it, too. We be loyal Scouts.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm graduating today to become a Boy Scout, so I think I know what I mean.
Congratulations, pal. That's great work.
Yeah, well, why don't they have good grammar on account of they say we be loyal Scouts? How come they not do that?
Well, you know, the only one with a bad grammar here is you, man. RC, you're talking like an idiot. How come they not do that? What, did I just wash ashore with Columbus here? I'm talking to one of the Arawaks? Talk English. So we be loyal Scouts is what that stands for, buddy?
Yeah. And my dad, he's a scout leader, and...
He's not gay or nothing?
No, he's married to my mom.
Wow.
How do you think I got here if he's gay?
That's true. You're sure it's okay, then?
Yes.
I didn't know about that We Be Loyal Scouts deal. Well, what about cooking and stuff? They don't make you do too much of that, do they?
Oh, yeah, you can. When you go on your campouts, you could
Don't you think that'll turn you gay if you gotta cook?
Oh,
no.
Boy.
Do you cook?
Well, no. I'm just a kid. I only cook when I go on my...
Don't start. Don't start cooking, kid.
I've already cooked in the past.
Next thing you know...
All right.
You pick up a pen, gay.
All right. You did a very good. So congratulations to you, Joshua, graduating today.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do? Make the bitch do the.
Okay, that's it. Make the bitch do it.
R.C. Collins, episode 79 of the Phil Henry Podcast, brought to you by the delicious, and I dare say nutritious, Sherry's Berries. Get some, send some, do some, eat some.
The world famous Phil Henry Show.